Chéile ag grincach an cladic faoi chuileán go bidach ar fadóin ceann roin á bhá sa gobha níos arís an an ála. Slachar famin ar charig broch le chuir de ag an barige. Seas mar chráid mar a heas maná ar ilaní mara iad a cach na gení le sáile ag gimpí ar dhia an stirm a cheansú is na hísgurí a bhúrt a bhaile. Ach an ímse bidach ag lát thrá mag na gréile. Is genoeg voor oor en tobri marre, zoete kjallige, eerlijk erwoording van famine. Waves dancing on the shore, seagulls hover with sharpened eye, a seal's head being drowned, re-emerging for breath, seaweed like dirt on rock, a badger like loaded sea, I stand on a strand as the women stood on an island, imploring God to quieten the storm and to bring home the fishermen. I beseech that the ebb may come on a bright morning and that once more a seashore well is revealed, the turbulence cancelled, a spreading ground on the shore for seaweed. And we certainly had a few surges over the winter. This is another poem that's set on the coast. Yogi Erin Droig, I live in Connemara and I'm the presence of the sea very much. And it's in response to a photograph of someone who's seated in lotus on the strand. And what happens in the poem? It attempts to awaken the layers which are there, as well as the yogi who's sitting on the strands with the presence of serenity. Glosso fair kostroig, na cardigacha alvura, yogi in eilach fóin sitte i lotus, an old o bia an chladig, an cardigin in viach a vint, i skáin is mingáin mar chogú in aum an gáthar. Famin gulv is famin yarrach, krústáil is brian ar vahilesh, lasu partig, an ra ar amal hánig. Thar a heach a mail a tíde, an pán ag dol a bwyler, ag thomag a brindle a bwynt amine, bagart an vás ar an chéo hwyd a fe. An tam a vá, sgion an thoprish, crees na farige, man an án ag brif rú scéil ag anin vis fe. There's reference to man an án Matlir is the god of the sea. A green lawn by the strand, boulders, a yogi in white cloth seated in lotus. Is he aware of the seashore food, the carrageen that was harvested, mussels and winkles, sustenance in times of need. Black seaweed and red seaweed, pelting and fighting for the sake of it, fertilizer for the bog. Seaweed harvested on a Sunday considered no good. A man wading in the tide, waves at shoulder height, diving to the seabed for seaweed, the threat of death on those who would steal it. Panic, terror of hunger, the voracious sea, man and man weaving story through sand and wind, a shimmer in the white cloth. Ulfi's Shell. I wrote this in 2005 in response to what was happening in Rossport at the time. It was the time of the imprisonment of the five men. I was involved in a group that were collecting folklore in the area in the early 90s, and there was still a remoteness about the place and a great welcome for the stranger. And there's a kind of a lost innocence in the poem. Ulfi Shell. Hol she grinnel namara is win she malthas talif queen mishleite jor of her strong lesh namarif. Ta aiga hortike the portic clit cunish crown the thorn and mosquit rostu her huish malau. Niv ex boika ashtin saldeen. Ne dorte halav ishki crown. Clech lo fiat for scam redeid head and down. Ach Rurvian Wagert Hart, Greach Matira Cunehe, is filling Cleach the Forha, the Villamede Lapadil Nadown, Omari Quarha, is Gilla Or Nagani, Solus Banda. He burrowed through the seabed and bit the land, the mountains wept, tears in a stream that carried the bones of the dead. He's facing the bogs now, a silent blanket, sleeping treeness without stir. Rossport on the edge of the waves. I imagine him puffing out poison, pouring over land, water and tree, an almighty transformation, the end of the world. And when the threat has passed, the country screams silent, the blood and the wound cold, that we may return to lapping waves, cyclical ridges and golden sands, a light to the world. North Marsh. I spent my summers in West Kerry, Greatham, and there was a particular field and this an array of colour, particularly meadowsweet and purple loosestrife. And it was guaranteed each year. It was the cycle in being there in August each year. And this poem lets the herbs and the plants in different ways. Gortamosh. Mar the father hurt the deer, hurling emer, hammer dean, scraven the carpet, but scraven the piena, hummer reach to gaint, is a gadron winter, babin a thrummer, is gutty lahana, gain of ore the thraw, kyol is lagerna, see Gortamosh, I blow. Ari the dooker of frost, the horse of treehe, herbal cretin, the squeak of cheese, Diloga and Elstrom Dalton in the soul glee, Lucre in the fade of breeding, Malach Fodrig a Herbig, Nantoga Kelgacha, Skapoga Stroiden, Barra Kurina, or Rahnig, Tav Hage in that a rowing. Diloga and Lee and Ishin tonight in a rest our keeny, a Vashik Tarsha is a heathly cover, Shinny and Vanibo Blacht in a Wacher. Quenach is fair, Coeline, and Tossig and Clee, Saiduri Marvarda, Sheen and Croft, Ain is Teen, Crofter Passer, Loch and Sheenach. Undrish, Adelic Stach, Malin and Vash, and Tacht and Crown, is in Thoil and Green, Moon and Gower, Kurach Tillish and Vehev, Mair Nishi, Yeber Eilish, Earlish, Chassin, Ostrum Cough. O Vartamash Gabaraknik, Cocky Fair is Thalki, Marthanthonic, Tre Atenvalda is in Rep, Kiginach, Osna O Halut in Foytu Rowing, Scammon Deaver, Elvara, Topin, Arcroach. Auras Snidder Atterha, Sweet to Grime, Mishor Oile. Rolitr Malan Stachitra, Ami Korsa, Merigin Eirn, Skript and Curry, Scalan Clean Arish Triscoya. In the in-between, the certainty of grip slips, a boulder is rolled into the current, changing its course. Iron rusts, a rock splits, the sun shines again through the chink. Scarf in the Palestina. So it's really about the power of symbol. And it's about a Palestinian scarf, and it merges with Rathrida, which was used for, which was blessed by Breed and used for healing and protection. Ugas kiamdo tibul ar dhwinaol, sin arayn ar hiwys na hale, winters anama adrein sin adiwn, gil yn y boch na egnachta dohaan orma dhe hwyl, is rian an trawa ar dai. E sheik, nŵf ag ys bawn, ar kiam nias ar arafat, lani siasta na tahiyo sgwr lasa pan a dyna treyna, masg sheik to the palaf, mlaan a scarf na gala, croatan. Rodiri stiet yn rhaw sefalishtyn rhwnt fwrwm na gale. Olaf wyntig yn fynol yn o'r y fynysau, agos mi yn y ffeir y bryd awn, nad ys brath bryd yn o'r ser, y feddig y gahaf na hihe, y cwtach isgri ar mwyr, tastili ar cyn, mana ar lefel ei siol, cwyr ar ba, ys bari, na ni o'n sgwyl si, ys mwyntig yn y Palestina. I noticed it around your neck as we were both at the edge of the cliff, our souls in tune, brightness of the ocean revealing the blue lakes in your eyes, and the course of the stream on your face. It was Czech, black and white, around Yasser Arafat's head. Children accustomed to standing in front of houses on fire, a mosque blown to pieces, the bright scarved women tormented. When I asked you, had you been to Palestine? You presented it to me affectionately. A weight lifted when I removed it from around my neck. As we were in the month of Breed, I placed her breath upon it, increasing overnight, protecting those at sea, women in childbirth, sheep, cattle and crops, children from the fairies, and the people of Palestine. Very different poem here. Shigin Fadi Morphy. It's in response to a life that was made by a man who had travelled the roads, and you know, it was black or kind of rusted. It wasn't a stainless steel, which we'd be used to. And there's a whole meal around it in as a result of its use. Skin Fatty Murphy. Han skin or scribe a lick and tarshig more. Tá na gaiir sa gabhaíl, ní dám brac lá bhíanta, cos aimad teagartha, mún lúan de thóra, pá céir hiún na bóra, lán a ráth na clé, seamas crúch dá verigathe, bí smálathe, lorag na tenbála leis an ilin í, má dréan dá scolta trín a lár, cricin clé a fráta, ceam go báistu dá bhaint, Herid a scríba, úl a reint na cuí. Fril is súlach ag púsca, a llisnú gynéta, í scáin dá inge, sprú a chasa fiú a náum an gáthar. Úsáid gan cuímse, fair an díalite, tréis na hibre í lacha ar bór na hás na fiola. I láhar an despa náma, caint is cadrán mwyntara, gearu, cogant, lasha, sluga. Willig lawn, soup close, sauce of green, grey of squealer, the guy sitting a hool in filing the fielder. The knife is being scraped on the flag of the threshold outside. The dogs are barking, speckled brown, handmade, shaped by its maker. The traveller walking the roads, a blade, the colour of the earth, rather than stainless steel, stained, marked by its contact with all. Mackerel being slit through its middle, the earth skin of spud cutting a head of cabbage, scraping a carrot, dividing an apple precisely, blood and juice oozing, slicing meat neatly, wedging muscles, turning a screw even in the hour of need, limitless use, ultra sharp. It's work done, lying on the table by the meat in the presence of ritual, talk and friendly chatter, cutting, chewing, tasting, swallowing, bellies full, pleasure rising, people's contentment, wind releasing, dogs sitting obediently, watching meat. And Spike Peen, another person who would have travelled for work this time, and there would have been a tradition of men going from Connemara to East Galway for work, and they were known there as Fáidiúrí Connemara. Here I'm responding to Brazilians down at Spare and Gore looking for work, and some of them hold up a sign saying no bog, not wanting to work in the bogs. On spalpeen, I also refer to a martial art, a Brazilian martial art in poem, which is brought to them by Africans. On spalpeen, Biden Boshti in Orthin Chigurda, Nibodori Connemara Tala Hyrod, Afarna Brazila, Fogra in Lodge Adair, Nobog, Knas Graine Erachollen, Krechina, Capoeira, Wigna is now fit to Galufer in Erga Eglusha, Sklava Hama Africa, a hook when I hear a shoe. Scott Boyles, Cray, Wolf, Inta, and Forte, Fosra, Ermoyas. Ulach or Gine Aum, a scram on Rachmish in Oser, the Antiv Lesson Emil Namila Corra, Ske Hokere, nor that wine chill over Hager, Nobella. On a dreary wet morning in the square in court, it's not the Connemara boatman who's for hiring, but the Brazilian. A sign in his hand that says, no bog. His sun-drenched skin, man of the soil, capoeira, gentleness and strength, agile limbs weaving this art African slaves brought to his land. So why would he relish cutting the black seeping bog that holds our story? Covered by a layer of recent prosperity, he doesn't trust the midges, and who blame him if he's not paid his due for his toil? On Fair Gortach, this acknowledges the graveyards of children who weren't baptised, hard times. There are accounts in folklore of if you wandered into these places, you would experience the hungry grass, a huge hunger overcoming you, or Fodi Marrow, stray sod. You'd wander, you'd get lost. What inspired it was hearing that when they were excavating some of these graves on the Iver Peninsula, that they found the remains of some wooden bowls, and they think that they may have been placed with the idea of milk for food on the way. On Fair Gortach, I green the he had critters to Idavo Hollis, Gan Van Quinton or Van Fasset, Gan Bastion Taggart. Lead torn Idaho Valley Farn, Gan Vanu Ganelli, Gan Cosant Arthur and Tui Kiraha, nor Nadina Mahab, Mirishki and the Kusha D. Hainagut to go the Ross. The Sterter Gobain Fair Gortach, no Maru, a Vuila Hunte, a lag of Cossar and Wodor. Achtad Ora Solovagut, and Vod Hans Maflash, a Vien to hear a call Valley, Sneer Sulay. Buried in the middle of the night, between sunset and sunrise, but how keen a woman or wise woman in a boundary ditch between two townlands, no priest baptism blessing our name, no protection from the evil eye, nor from the good people for you, nor do you need it. And the stone that marks your grave will cause one to trip. People say that he who treads on the ground that covers you will be overcome by the stray sod or the hungry grass. But you have your vessel ready for the cow in heaven who produces endless milk, and you will not be the hungry one. To balance all that, this is a poem for Amma, someone who's known as an Indian saint who has already lived a few years. And this is Darshan, the meeting with her, being in her presence. Amma. Gillen a hoig is creaf na cadi, falling ten chin a veana, grog and torn na caig. Bleed na hinde, bandia, creen a veanach da, plobarda a gael hoirach, maher na mail, udarosk a smirron and sprid na fader a hoca. Barogas Po, Mantram Foshibola, Ivy Kuif of Corpo, Shin Place, and Rock, any of them divide is for Skelma Vanagun, Solid Down, not heaven. Darshan, in your presence, the brightness of youth and the wisdom of the crone, the suffering of mankind, your face, love without condition. India's breed, goddess, heart of humanity. Joyous father, mother of the brood, assured command, indefiable spirit, a hug and a kiss, mantra pulsing, a swirl rising, earth awakens in spring, in one glance, you know my story, a light therein that never fades. Lasha, taste. I live in Connemara and you can see the remains of the lady legs not far off, where a lot of the lady could be planted, and possibly in the time of the famine. I was reading a lot of accounts of the great famine at the time and the collapse of society and the rising of the Catholic Church. And the patriarchy and change in life for women really was the focus of my reading. On Il Omad Kuntas Erimorphamor Leite, Rishin the Maintila, Ocris Favours is Imrka, and Tala Ortha, Athalith is Dreal Fitifuta or Veloka, Ravathanisha Ilurka Tobas, or Truinus of our shoeing. Trivrem Violet and Drav, Tinagalton is Brat Frida, Orfi is Living Elish, Koch, Nominal Fassa. And so Erin Bortach, Bortach and Groen, Gray, Ipioni, Harian the Number Iglina, the Loon at Thorpatia, me and Fabric Barnig, Iskoin, Smeroin, and Aminache, Saurin, Mutricia. Shachmim and Prata Agedach Ados in Inner Portic. Frill Eg Agedu Altic Clemma is Mograini of Ganakochache. Running Rish, Vishin in the Rish Nashina. Lothoin is Tafs, Mion Groina of Lanan of Kors. Tafstin Hidoil, Idoil Niglena. Fusilina Bocha and Groina in Omloina, Ramana Smoita. Chwam Gikela, Credin Runakred. Alien prati is shaks the horse, prati roast the nushkaloga, erat the lord, malton, arin gom, no mitra. The taste. Too many accounts of the great famine red breaking the people, hunger, fever, and emigration, bringing with them the ancient language, the shogs and magic interwoven. Pilgrimage to holy well, patterns and stations no longer valued. Three drops of milk for the good people, May fires and Bridget's mantle, charms and healing herbs, the wise woman's gift. Here on the bog of sorrow, lazy beds remain, a warp of tapestry, food from the seashore, limpets, muscles and wrinkles, the seaweed itself, I imagine gave relief. I avoid the acidic spot that grew in peat, blood acidifying, joints wearing. And God loved them, it's all they had. I choose rice, Indian rice, Chinese rice, terraces and heat, short grain that cleanses, Italian pasta, sunny Italy, curled fusilli, whole grain, supporting health. But from time to time, believe it or not, potatoes get into the system. Roast potatoes, chips, colour of gold, coaxed, ancestral voice. Post-Katanawa, this is a memory of a relative of mine who I knew in Dublin growing up. He was from Cork. He was a lovely, mellow old man, loved holding court and talking history. And had versions, like a different version of Michael Collins, that kind of thing. And at a certain point in the conversation, he was back there and he was on the run around the lanes around Raccoonian, not far off here. Hwysgwyd ar yma. Fyna hath sy'n ochr o'r dynir o'r hael, mwyl y smwyta, mwerddwch dy ddiom, et ffeirwyd o'ch oedd o'r gyhaliaethu. Lawr o'ch gwsl o'r bod yn te ar ochr o'r hosdar yn et. Fyd y cyd gair, perspektif gyfrefni gan gyngo o ancient, mae cronta, mae chyn o'r gan te. Dwi'n si yn dan am strost, Mwsgl y fysnach o fan o byth ond fy gref y trefodi ni lechwer i'r lach y grin yn hithe neu bwyd yn dilwnig. Fy'n un y ddim ar lech bwyd. Dwi'n te o ngonydd y sy'n bos clyt y bwyd. Nw o'n rehwnus yn rhaid sy'n te a chaitig fy gri. The steadfast patience in your ways at the end of your days. Slowly pondering dignity. With the craftsman's precision holding noble presence who journeyed with you. An exact perspective in your story that disproves the usual version of events, each time without fame. Your soul awakens, arise, Balaba, you're on the run again through lanes, hiding the dead of night. At Dylan's grave, your Fenian hero, as you run from the gun to find death, or judgment, the pointed finger that hardens the heart. Laura Reed, very different poem here. I work with some Nigerian children and some of them have Irish names. And it was a big deal when Professor Obama was here and he said a few words in Irish. So it's a merging of all that. Laura Reed. Cross na bride marchlita I love Elenis Colla, le vai a lop in the gert, I cwrlint o los, os cwr egnet yn y gali. Lawr na hafric y gleir, remi cynt y sran y diam gwaltha, si a ddwlwch dy golyn, si a siaid carini, gwaith carini, gair yn y greina ar y naet, tre ffacr bwys di. Sfeir y ling, a ddwrt si a hen, dach na cre ar y chrytyn, nasg o gwerth y leis yn eir yn wthron ferco. Sfeir y lomwyd ar bryd. Na bronach enym na bandeorwm, yn fe y ddona, bandi yn y palwn, bryd yn tîl, bryd yn eri, bryd yn gros, bryd yn cleser, bryd yn laish, gawa cilyn, bryd yn lastra, bryd yn manstra, bryd, mwyrn yn leol, clei rad bryd y sing. Na pech grahel smyhint yr ffeinig mas e, yorwb yn y neha, Yemaya, Bandian Pobber, Bandian the Gelly, Hardiki Ainti Fluffa, Ishkin the Brinifane of the Heel Rees, Yemaya Farum, Breed Farum, in Sonoit Shogar Alundum, Tier Mead in it. Shaft Mlena, Ega Michael D, a Chin, Breed, Adakoya, Wolfarana Hair. Bridget's crosses like swords in the hands of children through a salt sea wind as they descend from the bus in front of the exit in the doorway. The voices of Africa calling, deafened rhythms in its determined currents, silk-like movement in bodies, girls' hair flattened and beaded, laughing faces, the sun through a dirty day. Sailor Ling is what he said, his skin the colour of the earth, with ancestors from Ireland, President of America. Say the long, said Breed. Was I not given the name of the goddess, the multi-skilled maiden, goddess of the land, Breed of the seed, Breed of the spring, Breed of the crosses, Breed of the girdle, Breed as healer, smith the port, Breed of the flame, Breed of the monastery, Breed, Mary of the Irish. May we be under Breed's mantle. Don't think I've denied my own, mind you. Yoruba of the gods, Yemaya, goddess of the well, goddess of the moon, seas, rivers and lakes, even the waters of the womb from which I came, Yemaya over and above me. Breed over and above me in this land that gave me shelter. 7 years from Michael D, and then Breed, Adakoya, the president of Ireland. The title of this poem is Sachin Behra. It's not a PR job for Sachin Behra, Tibetan Buddhist. Centre is there. The intention is the reclaiming of the Kailach in connection with the Tibetan Buddhist Centre that's there, which has its roots very much in shamanism and the earth. And Kailach, as you know, was banished with the coming of Christianity. Shown of Hadley Bay. Shasta Chihe and a mayor of the law and the way. A cool neck knock a high limoy. Shown of Hadley Bay. Hagger brim the candy. Day emerges from night. The dew spreads over valley. The murmur of nundro and smoke rising. Juniper burning in a hive. Buddha in stillness sits nobly. In Zachinvera, there bling in Darn Sala. The coloured prayer flags blow in the wind. Blue, white, red, green, and yellow. Sky, cloud, fire, water, and earth. Not to be raised in bad days. Prayer to the wind. She will stand and bear until the day of judgment. Her back to the land, her gaze to the sea. Her prayer to the wind over the hag's back. Her mother's hope.